Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Jen Ernest, the co-founder and host of Jen and Jamie's Virtual Cooking Classes and co-founder of Chefs Garden Events and Catering. Jen, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thank you so much for having me. I am so excited to be here.
We're certainly excited to have you with us. Thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us. So, for starters, tell us about Jen and Jamie's virtual cooking classes. What are they and what makes them so special?
Yeah, well, I'm so glad that you're asking. Jen and Jamie's virtual cooking classes are exactly that. I'm Jen, and I serve as the culinary host, and my husband is Jamie, and he serves as the chef. And our classes are live interactive cooking classes that take place on a virtual platform. And so we really feel like they're revolutionizing the cooking class market because we're not just teaching people how to cook, we're helping them rediscover the joy of cooking. So they're as much focused on learning as they are on having fun. And we do that a few different ways. One is we offer people accessibility. We are teaching them how to cook from the comfort of their own home. And with that, we give them some approachability because we're teaching them how to cook with what they already have as opposed to feeling like they need some amazing kitchen or fancy gadgets. If you have it, that's great, but we're going to teach you how to work with what you already have. We also offer convenience because we deliver all of the ingredients needed to prepare the dish in that class right to your doorstep. And then because we're live, we are offering an interactive environment that I think gives people some confidence because they could be intimidated by a recipe, but we're right there to kind of walk them through the process, and that lets them have some fun. And when you have fun, I think you're more likely to do things.
Well, that ought to get somebody excited out there. This is pretty awesome. Now, tell us, your core business is Chefs Garden Events and Catering in the South, and understand when the pandemic hit, your business suffered as well. Tell us how you reinvented your business with the virtual cooking classes and how all that worked.
Yeah, for sure. So just for a little bit of perspective, Chef's Garden pre-COVID was a 100% in-person catering and event planning company. And we specialized in large events. So the last event that we did before the pandemic hit was a 300-person symphony gala dinner with five courses and wine pairings. And we had like 42 staff members there. So the idea of trying to be a catering company and not have a shared space made zero sense to us in our mind. But then COVID hit, and we were kind of faced with this reality of we could either do nothing or we could find a way that we could go back to what we love and still continue to serve our community. And so we realized that what we really offer is the ability to connect people and bring them joy through great food and beverage, and that we no longer had to do that in a physical space, that we could actually create the shared connection in a virtual space. And when we rolled these classes out, it was at a time where we were all so isolated, and so they created a sense of social and emotional connection while staying socially distanced. And it's really been a joy to kind of watch how that's continued to grow. And even as things are opening up a little bit more and things are coming back to some sort of normalcy, is that people, our classes are still really relevant because they just create this opportunity for people to connect with friends and family that live in different places.
Challenging times, no doubt about that. And you certainly rebounded and found a way to make all this work. And that is quite impressive. Now, let's look at your backgrounds. What is your background, Jen, and that of your partner and husband?
Yeah, so interestingly enough, I went to school for psychology, and I came to work with my mom for a summer before going off to a research program. And then Jamie went to school for finance and worked in a restaurant just when he was in school. And in those small times for each of us, we got really hooked within the joy and like the excitement of this business. And so I, for our company now, I run the front of house side. I focus on the people, the design, the hosting side of things. And Jamie serves as our executive chef and culinary leader. And I think that that balance is part of what makes our company so dynamic, is that we focus equally on the people as we do on the food.
Well, it sounds like you have it well balanced with your background and expertise, and that's always a bonus for sure. Today, we're joined by Jen Ernest, the co-founder and host of Jen and Jamie's virtual cooking classes and co-founder of Chef's Garden Events and Catering, and she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, taking this further, how has the Jen and Jamie virtual cooking classes been received since your inception?
Yeah, so, you know, we started these classes just a little over a year ago. So we started them, our first class that we did, like our trial run, was on St. Patrick's Day, and we just opened it up to the Jacksonville market. We delivered ingredients to people's doorsteps, and then they joined us. And all of our growth has been very organic. So from that, we started doing some public classes, and then we had people reach out to us to do private classes. And so at this point, we're doing about 3 public classes a month where people, anybody can join. In addition to the class, you can reserve your own private party room so that you can have a little bit more one-on-one attention if you're joining with your family, some shared space there. And then we do lots of public or private classes as well, and they're used for team buildings, family gatherings, and really the response has been awesome. And as I mentioned at the start, we started just in Jacksonville, and we, as the word got out, we had people reach out that our first client was in New York and reached out and asked us if we could ship ingredients. And we had no idea how to do that, but we said yes because it sounded so exciting to be able to grow our community. And it's from there that we learned the world of perishable shipping and, you know, have really spent a lot of time mastering the world of virtual learning as well.
That's certainly some good information and quite exciting as well. Now, who would you say that the classes are actually intended for? Businesses, individuals, or who are some of your clients? Get into some of those details.
You know, we really feel like our classes are meant for anybody that needs a little bit more joy in their life. I mean, they are meant to be fun and to help, like I said, people rediscover their joy of cooking. And our participants range from public to private, personal to corporate. So we have a lot of families that will join us. We see lots of people doing great date nights with us. We also see a lot of corporations that use us for team building. So we've done, I mean, talk about like being able to grow our community. We've been able to do team building classes with Google and TikTok and Pinterest, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida. Like, I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable when we think about the community that our little company in the South, how we've been able to broaden our audience to the entire country and also into Canada. It's pretty cool.
Well, you've certainly learned a lot in business. There's no doubt about that, and made the necessary adjustments during the pandemic, and certainly seems like you're doing awfully well since that took place as well. Now, I'd be curious, you've done well in business, you've got some great experience. We'd love to tap into that expertise a little bit. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to share along those lines for our listeners today?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so glad you're asking this because, you know, as a small business owner and with a very specific niche market in catering and events, when COVID hit, I watched, or our team watched, over $1.5 million in business cancel or reschedule from in-person events. And we really felt like, you know, there was that fear of like, is this going to be the end of our business? And we took a moment and we went back to what our core competencies are. And like I said, that is connecting people through great food and beverage. And instead of saying, and looking at things from what we can't do, we looked at them from what we could do, and we found ways that we could still deliver that service. And while I hope that we are not faced with the pandemic ever again in any of our lifetimes, you know, we are going to be faced with challenges and where we have to reinvent our business in order to stay relevant. And I would just encourage everybody to do that. When you're faced with those options, instead of saying, this is what my business is, look at things and say, what can my business be? How can I continue to serve my community? When you come at that from that place of what your competencies are and how you can serve your community, I think that you'll find that you won't just survive a situation. You may actually be able to thrive. And in our situation, these classes were created as a matter of survival, and they've truly become become our silver lining. And we believe that while COVID created this class for us, this opportunity, the lifespan of these classes will go well beyond COVID and have actually changed the company that we are and allowed us to have a wider range of services.
Well, certainly great to have had you on. A lot of good information, a lot to take away from your journey and all that you've experienced since early last year through the pandemic and the adjustments made. It shows you it can be done. Jen, where can listeners get more information on Jen and Jamie's virtual cooking classes as well as Chef's Garden's events and catering?
I appreciate that. We would love for people to follow us. So if you go on Facebook, we are Chef's Garden Catering. And if you go to Instagram, we're Chef's Garden Events. And then you can also use the Jen and Jamie, and that's J-A-M-E-Y, handle to find us on either Facebook or Instagram.
And that certainly works, and we'll leave links within the show notes of this broadcast to further aid as well. Again, Jen, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric. It's really been my pleasure and an honor to be able to talk with you today.
And an honor and a pleasure to speak with you as well, and have a great day. We've been speaking with Jen Ernest, co-founder and host of Jen and Jamie's virtual cooking classes and co-founder of Chef's Garden's events and catering. And for all the details, visit jenandjamie.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.